We'll have to do a 360 view of the whole room. The main thing we're looking for is that it's any distractions. We'll go through all those steps with you, all the time frame with you as we do the check-in. And then once we're finished with the check-in, we'll have a proctor that'll come in. You won't hear them. And then the examiner should pop in right around the exam time and get you started.
Welcome to the ABPMR Part 2 Examination Podcast. If you're preparing to take the exam this year, listen in as ABPMR board directors, Part 2 examiners, and other Part 2 experts talk all things Part 2, including the structure of the exam, scoring, study tips, what to expect on exam day, and more. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the final episode of the Part 2 podcast. Exam week starts on May 16, which is just in a couple of weeks. So this will be our final episode. And my name is Lizzie. I'm the communications coordinator for the ABPMR. And I wanted to end this series with an episode all about exam day so that you know what to expect throughout the day of your exam. And hopefully the more you know about how exam day will go, hopefully the less stressed you'll be. So our guest today is Neil McCloskey, who is the customer service lead at the ABPMR. Thanks for coming on today, Neil.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, Lizzie.
Can you give a little bit of your background with how you've been involved with the Part 2 exam?
Sure. So like you said, I am part of the customer service department at ABPMR. And my role has always been to help people get checked in before they take their exam. Traditionally, it used to be in person and we could meet a lot of people, but now that we do it virtually, all the check-in process is done over Zoom.
Right. And we're going to cover a little bit of the check-in process today. So that's good that you queued that up. We'll take listeners through exam day from start to finish. And okay. I'll start by talking a little bit about preparing your space before you actually get into the Zoom room. So first, before entering the Zoom room for your exam, you want to make sure that you look ready to take the exam. And this is a professional exam, even though it's taken over Zoom. So please still dress like you're taking the exam in person. And you'll also want to make sure you have everything on your desk that you need for your check-in and your exam. So have your government-issued photo ID ready, your writing utensil, and two pieces of blank paper, wired headphones if you're using those, and your beverage. All of those should be on your desk and ready to go for the exam. And then do one final check of your exam space and make sure that you have all of the prohibited items removed from your space. So these are things like noise-causing technology, study materials, and your phone. And then remind others in your household or office that you're about to start your exam and you need privacy. So those are just some final things to do before you actually get into the Zoom room for the exam. Neil, can you talk about the first big event of the day, which is the check-in process? What will that look like for candidates?
Yeah, so each candidate should get a link, a Zoom link, and that is your Zoom room for the whole day for exams. So we do suggest that you get into your Zoom room about 30 minutes before your exam time. And then you'll probably be the only person in there at first, but just stay in there and one of our representatives will be in. And then we usually start checking in a good 20 minutes before your exam time. So somebody, you would see somebody like me or a representative would come on the screen. We'd introduce ourselves, we'd get going with everything. And then we start looking at all the items around your room. So like we were saying before, you know, you'd want your desk empty besides the two sheets of paper, a beverage, writing utensil, and your ID would be the main thing. So, and as we do that, we may have you move the camera around so we can see parts of your desk just to make sure there's no other items that you would be looking at during the exam. We'll also check around your room. So we'll have to do a 360 view of the whole room. The main thing we're looking for is that it's any distractions. Sometimes you may have a bookshelf behind you and we want to make sure that that's covered up. So there's no medical texts that are available to look at. Just little things like that so that you can get them out of the way. And then there's no suspicion of any inconsistencies with you taking the exam. So definitely want to be set up for that. And so we'll go through all those steps with you, all the time frame with you as we do the check-in. And then once we're finished with the check-in, We'll excuse ourselves from there and you'll still stay in the same Zoom room. And then you'll see other people popping in, like we'll have a proctor that'll come in. You won't hear them. And then the examiner should pop in right around the exam time and get you started. And they'll start everything once they're in.
Right. And just to let candidates know, there won't be a time when you're alone in your exam room, except if you maybe are waiting for your check-in person to get in. So when you first enter the Zoom room, you might be alone for a few minutes, like Neil said, until your check-in person comes in. But then once your check-in person is in, they'll make sure that they stay with you until the ABPMR proctor enters the Zoom room. Right. And then once the proctor enters, then they'll stay with you for the entire exam session. And like Neil said, they'll have their microphone off and their camera off. So they'll just be there observing in case there are any technical issues during the exam.
Right. Another thing that we do during the check-in process is we will show you how to take off any video feeds that like the proctors, so they can go in the background and then they won't be distracting on your screen. So, and that's part of it.
Perfect. And we do have a video that you're actually in, Neil, on our center that is a mock check-in process. So that is linked on our part two podcast page if anyone is interested in watching that. But really, check-in only takes 5 to 10 minutes depending on how prepared you are. So that's why we encourage you to prepare your space ahead of time and clear out anything that could cause potential issues. And then the more you prepare, the quicker your check-in will go. So that's an overview of the check-in process. And that's not something to stress about at all. Your check-in person will walk you through everything you need to do, and they'll get you ready to take the exam. And then once your examiners enter the room, the exam can start. So once your ABPMR examiners enter the Zoom room, they will greet you, then they'll start the exam. So I'll just go over what to expect during the exam. Remember that the exam is made up of 2 50-minute exam sessions, and then you have a 10-minute break in between the two sessions. And during the break, you can get up and use the restroom, or you can go refill your drink, but you'll be required to keep your video on and your mic unmuted, even if you do get up and leave the room. And like we said, the proctor will be in the session for the entire exam. So they'll also stay in the Zoom room during the break, even if you leave the room. So during a 10-minute break, you'll need to make sure that you're back in the room after 10 minutes to start session 2. So just be aware of the time while you're taking your break. And then as you take the exam, remember to follow your examiner's leads and prompting throughout the exam. They'll take you through the entire exam and pace you to get through all of the vignettes. So don't worry about timing. And then as a reminder, this was mentioned a couple episodes ago, but you will have 4 total examiners. So you'll have 2 in the first session and then 2 in the second session. And since this is a virtual exam, we recommend testing all of your equipment ahead of time to prevent technical difficulties, which we went over in the episode with Kristen Robinson about preparing for the remote exam. But if you have any sort of technology issues on exam day, like if you disconnect from your exam session at any time, first try rejoining using the same Zoom link that you were provided for the exam. So that's your first step. If for whatever reason you're disconnected from the session, just try clicking the Zoom link again and joining the session. And if it's just a couple minutes of disconnection, don't worry about time. This won't have a huge impact and your examiner will adjust the time accordingly. So if that happens, just try to remain calm and reconnect. Mm-hmm. And then don't worry about the time. Your examiner will make sure that they still get you through the exam. But if for some reason you disconnect from the session and you can't get back into the Zoom room by clicking the link, call the ABPMR office immediately and staff will answer the phone and then we can run basic troubleshooting with you. And the phone number for the ABPMR office is on abpmr.org. And then we'll also be providing that in an email for candidates. So that's just a little bit about what to do if there are any technical difficulties. But like we said, we recommend testing all of your equipment ahead of time just to try to prevent that. But if something does happen on exam day, try not to panic. And you can call the ABPMR office if things are really bad.
Yep. We always have a lot of people on staff available. Right. IT and customer service that can help you get connected back in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And your total exam time from check-in to ending the exam will be about 2.5 to 3 hours. So it really only takes up about a little bit of a morning or an afternoon, but yeah, plan on about 2.5 to 3 hours for the total exam. And then Neil, as the exam comes to a close, what will that look like for a candidate?
So a candidate will finish up their exam. By this time, the examiner is going to be keeping the flow going with the exam, like you said. So when they get to the ending, the examiner will let you know that you're at the end and that you may leave your Zoom room. So don't leave out of that until the examiner says that everything's done. And then, yeah, after that, you would be done. And then we would reach out to you with results when those are ready.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if you could explain a little bit about how we send results out to candidates just so they're prepared for
sure.
That.
Sure. Results usually go out in 6 to 8 weeks after the exam. And then we send out an email to candidates to let them know that results are available. And then I'll have some instructions in there to log into your ABPM&R account and where to view them on your account. So unfortunately, we do not give results out over the phone. So if you get that email, the only place you'll be able to find it is inside your account. We can help you find it in your account if you need help with that, but we won't be able to tell you anything over the phone. You'll have to view it yourself. Yeah, so everything would be available through your online ABPM&R account then.
Right. And the reason we don't share it over the phone or include it in an email is just for security purposes. We want the results to be as secure as possible. So we will let you know 6 to 8 weeks after the exam that your results are ready to view. And then they'll be available on your ABPMR.org account. And as this was mentioned in the episode with Dr. Raddatz, who's our psychometrician at ABPMR, but the reason it takes a few weeks for the scoring process and the results to be released is just because scoring is a very, very thorough process. So we need time to analyze the results just to make sure everything is fair for all candidates. Right. And then if you pass the exam, you are officially board certified in PMR. And then new diplomates will receive a new diplomat welcome package at some point after the results are released. And that will just explain your certification requirements moving forward. And then you're also automatically enrolled in the ABPMR continuing certification program. So it's definitely something to celebrate after you get those results.
But yes,
for now, definitely. Just focus on the exam day and getting yourself through that.
Right.
Well, this was a great overview of the actual exam day and a great way to wrap up the series since exam day is coming right up. Is there anything else you'd like to say to this year's candidates?
Yeah, the only thing I'd like to say is just when you get in there, breathe and relax. So this knowledge you should have the knowledge for it, but just relax.
Right. And this has been mentioned many times, but your examiners are on your side. They're there to help you.
Right.
They want to see you do your best. So just show what you know and try to remember to relax and hopefully exam day goes great.
Yeah.
So it's crunch time until exam week. And I encourage listeners to catch up on all of the episodes of this podcast series. If you haven't already, there's great information for the exam. And I think all candidates would benefit listening to the episodes before exam day, just because there's a lot of great resources and advice and study tips. So that is available on our part two podcast page, which is linked in this episode's notes. And if you'd like more resources for what we talked about today, you can visit the podcast page on our news center and you'll find more information about exam day, including the very helpful check-in video with Neil that I mentioned, which takes you through a check-in process. So you can actually see how that will play out.
Yeah.
And then leading up to exam day, you have also been receiving exam reminder emails from communications@abpmr.org. And these emails have important reminders and resources to keep you in the loop for exam day. So be sure you're looking out for those, and they will be sent every Friday leading up to exam day. Neil, thank you so much for being on today and helping talk through this important info for exam day.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.